Okay, we're on page 87 here in an Akeda. The Akeda speaks about the Mabul in the, to give another perspective on the Mabul as part of a certain era in the world's development. There's an expression that a person is an Olam Katan, so a person like a small world, as parallel to the big world, just like in a person there are years of childhood which are very, very important, but as such disappear. In other words, much of what you are as a child and so on disappears, but it left its mark. So too, in the world, there's a development phase and then the main phase of the world. So the Akeda says, it explained before what are the important pieces of what are the important fundamentals of Amunah to learn from the Mabul. He says the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being able to do things that are contradictory and so on. There's a very important understanding in this Mabul about the world's origin and development. The world is like a person. By the way, let's, I guess, parenthetical remark. It's something that we actually discovered not that long ago, a concept in math called fractals, which is recurring patterns that they recur on a macro level and a micro level. I'm sure you've seen somewhere along the line a diagram of that. It's like, it looks like, let's take a snowflake, and each ridge of it is shaped like the flake, and in each ridge itself the bumps like that, the coastline, and things like that, where you have the mini pattern on any one particular area matches the maxi pattern of the entire thing, and it can go on infinitely. It gets smaller and smaller, but each piece has the same shape and structure as the big piece. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with many, many layers, but they're all parallel, and they're all similar to each other. So he says, in Kibosh Kasar Rav HaMorah, like the Rambam writes more of Vuchim, V'hine im sholo kibashav niyan kol lusav iskashvach halokav kach nasiduro, and the Rambam only meant it as sort of a general comparison about how the pieces operate together. Chazal actually spoke in a lot more fixed way about it. So he says, for instance, about us people, it says, our years are 70. In my Sebrachis, it's Sheshes Yomos Hashem Sashayim Varetz, V'Adar Kelev Shalim Be'echek Mesmo. And like it says further on to Hillam, that by Kodesh Baruch Hu, 1,000 years is like one day. So if a person lives 70 years on the average, the world is 70 years, which is 7,000 years. They said that 6,000 years the world exists, and 1 year it exists, but it is desolate. It means it no longer participates in the ongoing activity and fantasies. And Ramban divides the entire, all the years of the world to be equal to the 6 days a week plus Shabbos. So what you have is you have this pattern of a 7, 6, and 1, 70, and that pattern is parallel in many ways. So you have a developmental stage, you have a functioning stage, you have a waning stage, and those stages are all across the true. והנה הוא מבוא את זה כסיר של ישראל אדם שאולו מקטות נשאר לנו פרס יר מלאות. It says, a person's decades are not all similar in terms of his mental development and his activities. Kina osa rishon v'chatzia sheni rubo, kula holoch behevo holo begilo sheshayal zetu anaris. The first decade and a half of a person's life, or most of it, it says, it really is wasted on nothingness and impulsiveness and enjoying childhood. I guess this is, we can show it now to teenagers, and show them a Mufurish or Akeda that says that much of the second decade is spent in idleness and foolishness and so on. So he gives an excuse. He says, that's what it has to be. It's whenever you're in the process of becoming something, you don't have either of the two. I remember, I don't know how much truth there is medically, but when we were young, my father explained to us that sour milk, you know, buttermilk, is a great delicacy, and it's very, very healthy for you. Regular milk is very healthy for you, but milk that's in the process of going sour is really not good for you. So that's a tkufa when a person is changing, and therefore his nature is not really suited for anything, and that's why there's always trouble. Omno mishom ve'elech, from once tina is over, hina seichel holochem is chazik, a person becomes more of a bal seichel. B'mishtane ba'atzmoy, v'nevag lish'acha, v'yevash ma'isel duzev tatuv, and he's embarrassed of his young years and all that he's done. I want to stop a minute and pause a minute and talk about this. We ask ourselves, you know, we're put in this world to function, to do what's good, to accomplish, stay away from what's bad, and so on. There are two periods in our life that seem to belie that. One is going from a baby to an adult. Let's say it takes 20 years to become the mature person, 21, 22 years. And before that time, it's wasted in childhood and narishkeit and so on and so forth. And then old age tends to be a slow degeneration. I mean, we've been fortunate that today many people live for a long time. On the other hand, many people are sort of living in a very, very run-down condition and so on. There's not much going on. Why would that be the nature of things if the task of a person is to have to avoda? So I can't give a full answer, but I think both of these both help bring in an appropriate humility to a person. A person who thinks he's great and fantastic and wonderful, and then you remind yourself of your childhood, you want to forget about it. I think almost everybody would like to forget his childhood because of the stupid things, the crazy things, the annoying things he did. It gives this person a certain sense of me ein basa. And then when you take a look at somebody who yesterday was running the world and was in charge of everything and everybody and bossing everything around, and today he's a shriveled up old guy laying in a chair and being force-fed, basically, it makes you realize that, you know, ein v'efes v'tohu. We have a few select years to do, and then we're off again. So I think it helps bring a person a certain sense of humility. But and he says here, but never l'shacha v'yevash ma'asel dusu, and he becomes embarrassed from his childhood years and his doings. V'chein be'emes ha'in ha'edol makal v'sofik. That's true in the macro history of the world. Ki ne'elav harishon v'rov ha'shein ha'olam ne'or v'reik v'musa haskol. For a long time, the world was empty of any morality. They couldn't live life as it ought to be lived. So, Chazal said that the first 2,000 years of the world or tohu, they were a vacuum, they were empty, and so on. and it's interesting, if you, we say to ourselves, for X amount of years, there was no advancement in technology, this and that. Then it rapidly began to advance, completely out of order, in the amount of years that have gone by. And it seems almost as if the parallel, in many ways, this phenomena of a slow developmental process and then a fairly rapid shooting up and development. So this lesson is important for somebody raising children. A person is trying to raise his children and have them go straight and not be messed up with all the affairs that young people do. And it's the same way that a person, when he plants a tree, he cuts out the branches that are ruined, that are bad. So what happens is the person goes and does also stupidities. And then he looks back and he says, "Wow, I'm embarrassed." And again, this happens very often. A teenager does crazy things, gets everybody extremely, extremely upset, burns all his bridges. Then the worst thing happens. He himself matures and he realizes what he's done. And then he just doesn't have the cheshek to keep doing anything. So he says, "V'hu tam b'yeim Hashem liba la'osif le'kal o'edus adam avor adam ki'esa le'vadam cholu." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I don't want to curse the earth anymore because people's hearts are naturally bad." It's about humanity in general. So once he passed by that tkufa, so a person has a tkufa of nairus when he does stupidities and things that really, really are not nothing to be proud of. He then goes through a period where he's embarrassed with it, and struggles with it, and then he goes on where it's forgotten and gone. So basically, he's saying is, take a look. There's a tkufa when a person is growing up. There's a sharp turnaround when a person says, "Oh my gosh, I've been stupid, I've been an idiot, I've been doing nothing, I'm embarrassed," and so on and so forth. And the person turns around. Once he turns around, that error is forgotten. It was Tuldadora Mabul, which corresponds to about a fifth of the time. That was a world that was doing what it wanted in a very, very childish way, in a very, very undisciplined way. The Mabul, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, "I regret that I made them," is like that point in time when you say, "Oh my gosh, that was a horrible, I need to change, really." And then the person moves forward, does what's right, and then he forgets what's in child. Once a person has made that change in a real way and applies himself, so the child remembers recede. We don't have much memories about the Mabul, before the Mabul. There's not much written about it in the Torah, not much we can understand. It's a world that was messed up, and now we have a new world. I want to add one more point, and I think it's an important point to realize. And we spoke about why does it have to be that way. And one point we mentioned was humility and to understand, listen, who are you? 5 years ago you were running around doing crazy things. Don't think you're such a big shot. That's one reason. That's fine. That's good. There's another important piece of the puzzle. It says, for instance, "Ein adam oimer al dvar halacha im kein nichshol ba." There's a certain a certain sharper awareness of what's right, what's good, what's responsible, what's appropriate, when we've spent plenty of times doing the irresponsible, the inappropriate. It's sort of having sloshed through difficult tkufis, and you find, ironically, that people who were the goody-good kids when they were young are not quite matured as adults, as vis-a-vis people who are people who were very, very, who are a little on the rough side when they were young and had rough patches, and they had to change and develop. They really, you know, that brings out a certain maturity in it. And that's part of the process. It's, you wouldn't know about the chassam. Okay. Vehine. So he says, Omnam achim shazman, he'll forget about it. Vizeika brisha karasitam, shalahavid me babu. That's exactly what he means. I won't bring more meimabul. It's gone. It's forgotten with. It's forgotten about. You've changed. You become adults, and so on. Vehina, and what's fascinating is, you know, we all come from Adam, and yet most people are called Bnei Noach. It's like Noach was a new era without all of the mishaps of the previous era. This gives us a whole perspective on the world changing and its youth and so on. If we believe the world to have been infinite amount of time, then we have a problem. Why all of a sudden did it happen that people decided to be bad? It can't be that everybody got together and let's sharpen this point. You know, if you expect in a group of a million people, there'll be X amount of people whose heart will be misshapen, whose kidneys will be in the wrong place, whose liver will be lopsided, or whatever. It's sort of, you know, there's freak occurrences, and they're defined as freak by the fact that they're very infrequent. But you can't imagine that all of a sudden everybody would become, you know, if a cardiologist has 100 patients with something with a misformed heart in the same way, it's strange, just strange. I had a friend of mine who was, he was in a hospital, in the emergency room. He was interning in Eretz Yisrael in a hospital. And the average amount of kidney stone patients a night would be one or two, whatever the number was, not important. His friend was a chiloni doctor, was doing one night a night shift, and in walked 15 patients with kidney stones, something like, you know, that type of multiple. And it was going out of his mind. Like, he didn't know there could be a plague of kidney stones. Like how did they? And then finally, he was a person with a keen sense of observation. He noticed that all of the people with the kidney stones looked very religious. So he asked one of them, "Is it a holiday today?" He says, "Not a holiday, it's a fast day today." So he said, "Oh, so if it's a fast day, so all of them didn't drink, and that precipitated kidney stone formation." But, you know, we ask ourselves, why would everybody decide to do bad things like the mob all of a sudden? So the way he's saying, that's part of the process. It's like all children will do childish things. Those who believe the world to be eternal, one expects a constant is cycling. And maybe you'll think, okay, it happened again, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris, it couldn't change it. Why we're going to have a real problem that we'll have to deal with. He doesn't say what it is, he says I'll explain it later. But what about the people before? Omnam, ha'emnes yeradako. And therefore I think he says the right mahalach is kino yehoyel zelahem lahakoras ha'yehudim ha'idim edes v'rachid sh'oilam v'shamarnu. It was something atshu elosh ne'enyonim mis'achtim tzatkinyachtav lahamil ka'imunas v'achidosh tzarechefet zarotzim b'b'chines mis'chalfas v'shunach. It must be that this proves that the world is finite, it has a beginning, and part of the beginning is this process. So Akeda is telling me I have now two strong points to be made in favor of a world that was created at a certain point. First of all, the creator can create, can destroy, recreate, and that's we spoke about the piece before, and that's most Shurim say that it's testimony to the fact that Hashem Baruch Hu can do as he wishes for whatever reasons. Secondly, the very fact that the world has a process allows us to identify, if I can identify youth, middle age, for instance, if I observe, let's say the sun, we didn't ever think the sun started from somewhere, finished somewhere, because it always seemed a constant to us. So we don't associate that. But if a person were to see, not birth and not death, but he were to see a human being from the point that he's a child to when he's an old man, he'll say, people change. I see them going from an undeveloped stage to a developed stage to a post-developed stage. They'll probably finish at some point where I start at some point. If I see the world going through these phases of, you know, struggling with Yetzirah and coming and suffering and coming out of it, I say to myself, you know, there must have been a beginning, and this was the initial stage, and so on. So again, he's lashing out very strongly against the philosophers who were enamored with Aristotle's idea that the world is eternal, permanent. The Rambam mentions the Shita, and he says the Mabul is double-proofed against that effect. Let's see another piece of that Keda here. Oydeis of Anoyma, ki yesh oytelos vi gadol moyzeif hazeh, nimshach umetzurif ados achiv shatavs zedachayinu, ulakuach mi ha'kvedes ha'reshe nimtzo. He says, I have another thing that the Mabul teaches us. It helps us understand some of God's kindness and mercy in the world. People get very, very upset and angry when they see injustice, and they would like to have them destroyed and so on. If anybody has the misfortune to stumble on a blog, on these blogs, so they'll post a notice about somebody having perpetrated some crime, and then you get 1,001 comments. They should hang him, they should kill him, they should stone him. People have that very strong righteousness. So people are very upset and annoyed. These are Rishayim, they should be destroyed, and so on and so on and so forth. So he says, V'ulam, acha she'nikra v'libeinu, sha'olam lo kula ma'isarav. If you understand that the entire world is ma'isar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hine chuyav rachmanos ha'ot k'rachma aval banim, ar yishal pri bitna. Then we need to understand Rachmanis on it the way a person has about a child. And he brings two, three places, we can add two or three places. In other words, if a person has a child, so if you're a very, very dense parent and very stupid, then you think your child is an angel. And he's perfect and, you know, it's also a parent who's has a little bit seichel understands, you know, my kid's got his issues. Her issues. But the big difference is inevitably, when you talk to a parent, the parent will say something, I know my child is uneasy, but you should know down deep he's a really good kid. And if we give him the chance and opportunity, he'll make it good. He deserves to have, to be brought back to good. I know he's not good now, but he deserves it. That's a Kosh Prabhu's attitude. And let's list three or four places. He lists two or three of them, but there are a few more places like that. One, Shlomo HaMelech wanted to test who's the right mother or not. And when he told him to cut the child in two, she said, I don't mind losing my child. I'm not going to cut him to two. He brings that to Raya. Then he says another one by Avraham Avinu. Then he says by Yonah. If you take a look in the Psukim, and again, if you read it without Chazal, that's what it appeared. Yonah was running away. Very unclear why. And then when they did Shuvah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yonah turned to Kadosh Baruch Hu and he says, I knew it would happen. You know, you're Racham and Chanun, and these guys have been doing Kol Dava Asa, and then they did Shuvah 3 days, and now you're Nicham al Ara. Like, it seems that that was his problem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a dogma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had him sleep under this kikar in the Yonah, some sort of tree that dried up, chilled up, and he was very upset. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, you didn't work one bit to bring this kikar into existence, and you're upset when it's gone. He said, this is a city of 100,000 people, and I shouldn't have Rachmanis on them? Very, very powerful. I mean, that seems to be on pshat. That seems to be the message of it. One more place. Hosea told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get rid of Klal Yisrael. Get rid of them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had him marry a Zona, a harlot, and he had three children. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, next phase of life, get rid of the wife and kids. You're moving on. And he says, I can't. They're my kids. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, these kids that you're not even sure they're yours because your wife is not the most faithful people, and you can't let go of them, and I should let go of Klal Yisrael. The understanding that down deep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachim, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give over. And it's very, very powerful because, let's go back to the example of a parent. Someone who couldn't care less, yeah, my kid's doing drugs, great. You know, my kid's doing nothing, great. That shows a person that doesn't dread the bad. It says, Ov Hashem Sinura, they hate that which is bad. So condoning my child doing bad is not a midah tova. But the other side of it is, is the pshat that I want my child to do good, and therefore I will do whatever it takes, a little bit of an angrier demeanor, a little bit of a better, easier demeanor, or will I say, get rid of him? Vengeance, in the sense of where I want to get rid of it, has no makom on the Bria HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he brings the Chazal, that other Meimtei Shei Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save somebody because of the tzaddikim and so on. But the main point is that in the Dora Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried very hard to bring them to good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to save them. That's why he sent Noah and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's underlying midah is Racham and Chanan. So the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only there to help put things into place so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that things go right. So that's why we have Racham Mechanon. But the basic Midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Racham Mechanon. The discipline, I'm sorry, is there in order to bring the world to the good that it ought to be. Okay, hold it now.